The Grammys go political. Chris Pratt hawks beer, and who doesn't love bubble wrap? This is a Monday edition of the Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.
Because you brought the flames and you put me through hell. I had to learn how to fight for myself. And we both know all the truth I could tell. I'll just say this as a wish you farewell. I hope you're somewhere praying.
Very emotional performance from Kesha last night.
Yeah, you could hear it in her voice, just...
Yeah, you
so
really
much
could.
Emotion.
This is like her comeback song, Praying, and she's, of course, coming off of a long period where she wasn't recording and was in a battle with her producer over sexual misconduct claims and that type of stuff. So she was out there, along with a bunch of other women, all dressed in white, out there with her, included like Cyndi Lauper, Bebe Rexha, Andra Day, Julia Michaels, Camila Cabello, all playing the song, Praying. That was part of the tone of last night's Grammys. Very political, social issues front and forward. A lot of Me Too, a lot of immigration talk, a lot of anti-Trump talk.
Right, kind of following off the whole Golden Globes.
Yeah,
and the whole movement.
This was definitely at another level, though, beyond the Golden Globes. There was a part in it which James Corden was the host. He did a pretty good job, I thought. They had a part where they were talking about the Grammy for Spoken Word and all the different people who have won that. And, they did a little skit, and it was stars like John Legend, Cher, Snoop Dogg, DJ Khaled, Cardi B, all reading snippets of the book Fire and Fury, that Michael Wolff book about the supposed happenings behind the scene of the White House right now.
Kind of an unexpected skit.
Was pretty hilarious hearing those people say some of those lines. And, you know, I haven't read the book, but I've heard so much about it, but I hadn't heard a lot of these lines before. It was closed out by, I'll let you
listen.
Surprise
of all surprises.
Yeah.
One reason why he liked to eat at McDonald's. Nobody knew he was coming, and the food was safely pre-made.
That's it. We've got it. That's the one.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
The Grammys in the bag?
In the bag.
Hillary Clinton getting a huge round of applause there, because she was part of that video as well. I was reading an article about it. They said that it was 2 days. They asked her to do it, and they hadn't heard from her in 2 days, and I guess Corden called her up and said, you know, come on, help us out, you've got to do it, and she did it, so it was pretty funny.
I have a feeling she probably thoroughly enjoyed that.
The time period didn't play into the fact that she really did want to do it.
So. Yeah.
And so there was a lot of that going on. Where was I going to go from this? People not happy about Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump Jr. tweeting, saying, why does everybody get so mad every time? Every time Hillary Clinton comes on TV, people are happier with my father. And Nikki Haley not happy with it either, saying, keep your politics out of my Grammy Awards.
And I'm surprised there wasn't more pushback, including from Trump himself.
I know, right?
He had something to say about it.
I thought for sure he'd be doing some tweeting, because he did an interview with Piers Morgan yesterday, which was just a softball interview like you'd expect from Piers Morgan, so we're not going to get into that. But I thought for sure he'd be doing some tweeting.
Yeah, well, there's still time.
There is still time, you're right. let's take a look at some of the music stuff, though. I'll be honest with you, a lot of the more popular categories, I knew very little of what was happening in them. So let's take a look at some of the categories that I was more interested in. The best traditional blues album goes to The Rolling Stones for their blues cover album, Blue and Lonesome. Best Americana album, and this guy's just one of my favorite artists, and I've seen him in concert so many times, and I'm so happy he's getting all the success. He won a couple last year and now two more this year. Jason Isbell, him and his band, the 400 Unit, won for Best Americana album, the Nashville Sound, and Best Roots song went to Isbell for his song, If We Were Vampires. Now, he's married to violinist Amanda Shires, and when he was accepting the award, he said he has her to thank for writing the Grammy-winning song.
I was sitting on the bed watching reality television, and I was going into the studio in 3 days, and my wife came in and said, anybody could sit on the bed and watch reality television. You should be writing a song right now. And I wrote this particular song in the next few hours. So thank you very much, Amanda, for that.
That's pretty awesome.
Right. It's a lot
the places inspiration comes from sometimes
right.
is very surprising.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, if that isn't motivation for everybody who sits and watches reality TV like myself.
All the things I could be doing right now.
This guy wrote a Grammy-winning song when, like, Judge Judy was on or something, you know, so.
Right.
We also had a Best American Roots Performance. Alabama Shakes won that one. A Best Metal Performance. Mastodon finally gets a Grammy Award for the song Sultan's Curse. But really, last night, the big winner of them all, Bruno Mars, 6 Grammys, including sweeping the top categories of Album, Record, and Song of the Year. This is him accepting for Album of the Year.
All I wanted to do with this album was that. And you know, those songs were written with nothing but joy. And for one reason and for one reason only, and that's love. And that's all I wanted to bring with this album. And hopefully I could feel that again and see everybody dancing and everybody moving.
And I should clarify that cut a little bit there. He was talking about guys like Terry Jam and these guys who wrote all these songs that he listened to when he was a kid. And he wanted to make albums that sounded that fun like that. A few other notable awards, Best Pop Performance, Ed Sheeran, Shape of You. He also got Best Pop Vocal Album, so still winning for that stuff.
Yeah.
Portugal the Man, pretty cool, got a Best Pop Duo Group Performance for Feel It Still. Leonard Cohen got the Best Rock Performance, which is...
Rock? I wouldn't put him in that category, but it's cool.
Pretty
odd. He got an award for sure.
Yeah. Best Rock Song.
And just the title of the album, too. You Want It Darker.
Yeah, no, right? The dead guy wins for it. You
category.
Want It Darker. Yeah. Best Rock Song went to the Foo Fighters for Run, and the Best Rock Album. A deeper understanding for the War on Drugs, and they're a band, too, that I think keeps getting better every time. So, Grammys rundown. I think that's all you really need to know from the show last night, other than I just told you everything in the period of time that they had commercial breaks for. I mean, one commercial break. And I get it. The performances were super elaborate, and they were pretty cool, and they looked great. But the period of time... You know, after they broke it down, and you could tell that it took just forever, you know, the commercial breaks. Oh, and lastly, in the In Memoriam section, a really nice tribute to Tom Petty. Chris Stapleton and Emmylou Harris sang the song Wildflowers, which is from the Wildflowers album. Just one of the most beautiful songs.
Oh,
and
nice.
It was kind of perfect. And then they showed some of the people who had died, and then the song ended, and then they did another whole long. And it was amazing, all the musical people that were lost over the last year, you know?
Yeah.
So, all right. So, there you go. That's enough Grammys. We're done with that. What should we talk about now? Beer?
Let's talk about beer. and
sports. And movie stars.
So, Chris Pratt, he's always said no in the past to commercials. I don't know specific reasons. He just,
you know, it's kind of, I think like actors remember, like they would even, like big time actors, they wouldn't do commercials in the United States because it would diminish their product. But you could find them like all over Japan and other countries, you know, hawking whatever.
Yeah.
But they didn't want to do it here because I think that, you know, commercials are seen kind of, I think, as the lower. You know, you start at commercials and then you move up.
You'd be digressing
exactly.
If you do a commercial.
Yeah.
Kind of an ego. Ego gets in the way, I guess.
You're an actor,
or whatever.
Right?
But he says he's finally decided to do one because he likes beer.
God bless him.
And
know?
If you can take a wild guess at what the commercials have to do with
beer.
So,
what kind of beer is he shilling for?
A pair of commercials for Michelob. Michelob Ultra. I wrote
really?
Michael Ultra for a second there. I thought, what's Michael Ultra beer?
His alter ego. His commercial alter ego.
So, yeah, he's going big, you know.
Really? Michelob Ultra? Come on, Chris Pratt. Come on.
We'll
you don't drink.
We'll withhold judgment.
He doesn't drink Michelob Ultra. Come on, man. That stuff's like
and plus,
soda water.
You know, you say no to commercials, but Super Bowl is...
I know, it's
a
big deal, but
look,
come on, even
commercial.
Budweiser is like better than Michelob Ultra, you know? I mean,
yeah.
You know, Michelob Ultra is a diet beer. It's like when you're, and I get it because we were actually talking about this, you know, he, if you remember him on Parks and Rec, he was kind of a doughy guy, you know, who clearly loved to sit around, play video games, and drink beer, you know? And he said that, you know, once he stopped drinking beer, his physique, he shaped up, and all of a sudden he was in Guardians of the Galaxy and right. Jurassic Park. So
yeah, maybe, I thought for sure that had to be a bodysuit.
Right.
I saw it the first time.
So now he's back on the beer, but it's Michelob Ultra, so I will challenge that that's not really beer.
Either way.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah.
We'll see. Maybe they're great commercials.
Maybe they are, yeah.
You know what?
I really like him anyway. He's pretty cool. So
he is cool.
You know, all right. So. Hey, quickly, we have a fun hashtag, and it ties right in with the Grammys. It's hashtag, I would name my rock band. What would you name your rock band?
Well, I personally haven't thought of it yet. But got a few good ones I'm thinking about.
All right.
And hey, Jackie would name her rock band Twisted Blister.
Twisted Blisters. M. Sarek says Lemon Essence. And I think that makes it sounds like a brand of Pledge.
Yeah, you know? It does. Sounds delicious.
Yeah.
At Lids Majay.
Lid Semjay.
Yeah. You're better at interpreting these than I am. The Bach Street Boys.
Ah, bringing classical with your boy band pop.
Yeah. Nice fusion.
And Benji Butcher says 10,000 Insomniacs.
Hey, I could be in that band.
Right.
At End Roadwork, Billy Idol, IDLE.
And the Taylor Swift 9, and this is a Taylor Swift parody account, but still, I thought this was pretty good. Hashtag, I would name my rock band the Raging Procrastinators. I know how that goes. Did you ever have a name for a rock band? Like, did you ever think when you were a kid, like, if you had your own rock band, what you would name it?
Yeah, I've thought of a million of them over the years, and I never wrote them down. I can't remember any of them.
Me and my sister always wanted to name our band Popcorn.
Popcorn.
We thought it was a good name at the time, and then we saw like some band came out with a song called Popcorn. So it wasn't that cool anymore.
For your 10-year-old self or whatever.
Yeah, but then I would always, if I made albums, my first album would be Greatest Hits, and then my second album would be Best Of, and then my third album would be a Greatest Hits album, but it would be self-titled. So I've never thought about this before, really. Quickly, a couple national days. It's National Corn Chip Day.
That'd be a good name, Corn Chip.
Corn Chip. That would be a good name. It's National Puzzle Day, and it's National Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. And who doesn't appreciate bubble wrap?
Yeah, but the old bubble wrap. The new stuff, you can't pop it.
I know.
What's with that?
Come on. You know, it's almost like we're going back in technology for some of this bubble wrap. All right. Well, you know what's still poppable?
The Morning Feed.
And you can subscribe to it on Google Play Music, iTunes, and Stitcher. Thanks a lot for listening. As always, this has been a Monday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.